This is Dishpan Hands. You are listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and in studio with me, none other than Rick Reese of Neon Highway. Rick, how you doing?
Sheila, what's going on?
Oh my! Well, look, it's Dishpan Hands, so it's madness, sheer and unadulterated. I'm so glad to have you here. Now, here's the thing. You've got this single launched. Mama yep. Raised a Good Boy. Our listeners have already had a chance to
title track
to
of the
hear
album.
It. Super fantastic. It's got so much bite that you know it's just going to go out. It's just grabbing the airwaves. It's got a sound that people are going to want to hear over and over again and play in their cars and request on the radio. So, you know, you're off and running. So, but, you know, what's the story behind Rick Reese, Neon Highway, and the music?
We only have a half hour or so. Wow. What's the story behind it all? I mean, like everybody...
The condensed version.
Yeah. Cole's notes.
I mean, exactly.
You're throwing a guitar and a hockey stick when you're 4 or 5 years old, and I never bother with the hockey stick, right? Nothing to do with sports at all. I mean, I don't even know what the blue line's for, so... People call me Canadian.
Oh, that's all right. You know, you can still be a hockey fan without being able to play. Can you fight?
No. No, Murray's a good boy.
Oh, there you exactly. Hey, oh, man,
nice
you got to sell it, too. So, all right. So the guitar, when did you pick up music? When did you start playing?
Well, I always been banging around with the guitar when I was young. And like I say, I just never kind of gravitated towards sports at all. It's always been music. And just over the years, and music was on my mother's side.
Yeah.
And... You know, you could get the punch in the mouth playing hockey, but you can't playing guitar, right? So
it's the audience that gets into the fights. So you don't have to worry if you're up on stage.
That's right.
You just get to watch them happen.
That's what the war is for, eh? In front of the band.
So now, the musical influences, you've said that there was a musical vein through your mother's family.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that you would have grown up with around the house or that sort of thing? Or would it have been more the love of music, of listening to music?
I think it's the love of music, but the strange thing is, I mean, growing up, Mom always had, you know, Conway Twitty, George Jones playing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm upstairs with Kiss and Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
She's banging on the ceiling, turning it down. I'm banging on the floor, please turn that off, right?
You're saying, come on, feel the noise?
Yeah. You know, then years later, I put out a country album, so now she's looking at me going, see, I told you so.
You know what? It's these little unconscious things that parents do to their kids. Yeah. It winds up being in the background there somewhere, and maybe we don't really want to admit that it's going to come out, and then it does, and then we just have to own it.
That's it.
All there is to it.
That's it. I mean, the neat thing is the album has been reviewed out of the UK, Maverick Magazine, and I don't know this guy. I've never met him. I just sent him a CD. He's on the other side of the pond, and he writes and says, you know, you can hear some Kiss undertones in this music. So I'm like, yes.
You want it to come forward.
Absolutely.
You just don't know if it's
absolutely
going to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's if you had a chance to hear that, there's a Kiss tribute album that came out a bunch of years ago, and Garth Brooks does the best version of Hard Luck Woman.
Can you name the album?
Oh,
are you allowed to say it?
Kiss my A double.
Star.
Yeah. Double dollar sign. Yeah. I had to get creative for a second there. Wow, you almost made me speechless for about 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, believe me, everybody who knows me knows that's a feat. So, all right. So we've had a chance to talk about this connection. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
But what made you decide to make this a profession and a career?
You know something? 2 years ago, there was a contest in my home province of New Brunswick, and the contest was Atlantic Canada's next best country band. So I recorded a track to submit, and then I'm watching the progress, and finally, towards the end, they said, okay, you're in the finals, and in 2 weeks from now, you're going to be performing. We're going to block Main Street off. We've got a giant stage, and you're going to be performing with 8 other bands. So I said, great, I'll be there, and hung up the phone and said, I better get a band. So this album was put together as a solo project,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, just something to do, souvenir, something to show the grandkids, right?
Sure.
Sort of thing. And so when the finals came through, so you know, you're going to be on stage in 2 weeks. That's when I called my bass player, who I played with a few years prior, and he was in Ontario, Pete King. And I said, Pete, This is what's going on. When can you get here? He said, I'm jumping on my bike now. I'm coming down. So he drove through the rain. He got here. We had 14 days of rehearsal, and we did that show.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what an amazing story. And you know what? It's so funny. People often in life, there are these weird opportunities that come along, but we can roadblock ourselves. Like, you could have really at that point just said, well, look, you know, I'd love to, but it's just not going to happen. And then you go around the rest of your life, like, thinking it's this missed opportunity. But no, if you put yourself out there and you take a chance and are resourceful enough, it comes together.
Oh, so absolutely. So we thought, what can we do that's going to be different on this show, but yet get a little bit of that Kiss injection. So if anybody looks on YouTube and you look up Neon Highway, you'll see there's a video where I'm finishing. I think Jill, my buddy in the studio here with me, I think Jill videotaped this. It's me cutting an acoustic guitar in half with a chainsaw as a finale, right? So Kiss kind of breaks the guitar on stage. We want that country feel, a little bit of redneck, so we took a chainsaw. Everybody's got a chainsaw in the back of the pickup truck, right?
Good and greasy, like, just, you know, yeah.
Smell like gasoline. So we cut the acoustic guitar in two with a chainsaw. So people have since kind of referred to us as Chainsaw Country. We love it,
yeah. Hey, look, there's wielding an axe.
Right.
Which, you know, you can think of Kiss as wielding an axe.
That's right.
Your axe as a kind of a chainsaw thing, right, too. Yeah. You got to tear it out. That's what it's all about.
So how do we get it past security? We brought the chainsaw in with in a guitar case.
You just say that. It's my axe.
It's my axe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly. What about the name Neon Highway? How did you come up with that?
We wanted something that sounded country, but not completely country, because that would be misleading to the people who come to the shows. You know, the name Highway gives you that sort of country connotation, but Neon gives you that big city light brightness. So it's sort of an oxymoron in a way, is what we're looking at doing. We don't want to call ourselves, you know, the Highway Boys, or then you come to the show and there's like smoke and lasers and chainsaws and what the hell happened to Merle Haggard, right?
Just a good old boys. Yeah. Never meaning no harm.
Not there a you bit. Go.
But we mean harm. We came wielding chainsaws. All right, well, how about you introduce the first track? We're going to start off big. So let's play Mama Raised a Good Boy.
All
would
right.
you like to introduce that? And then we'll come back with more from Rick Reese from Neon Highway.
Thanks, Jill. You're listening to 88.9 with Rick and Dishpan Ann.
Uh-huh.
And you're listening to Mama Raised a Good Boy by Rick Reese and Neon Highway.
All right.
Down.
now we're back in the studio once again, CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to DH Radio. My name is Sheila Q. Part two of the interview with Rick Reese from Neon Highway. Now, here's the thing. We've talked past and what the roots of this musical drive that you've got going on here. What about the present? What's going on now? You've got some pretty big plans and a bit of a road trip going on as we speak.
Bit of a road trip. That's certainly what brought us here to Lennoxville. On our way by, we thought on our way through to LA, we thought we'd stop in Lennoxville.
That is like one of the most exciting things I can ever, as a little townships girl.
So LA, we should land in LA in the next 48 hours, but a lot's been going on over the summer, and we did some really cool shows with Blue Rodeo.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah. So how does a country band get in on a show with Blue Rodeo?
Yeah.
We were actually asked to do a show as well with April Wine.
Oh.
That kind of shows you how out of the box country we are, right?
Yeah.
So we did a show with the Kentucky Headhunters at this venue.
Yeah.
And then this venue is bringing in April Wine. So we opened for the Kentucky Headhunters. And then the venue says, geez, you guys are kind of like way out of the box when it comes to country. We've got April Wine coming in next week. Would you do that show?
Oh, yeah. That's really exciting. That's exciting too, because the Blue Rodeo and April Wine are a big part of the roots of, I mean, it's not just Canadian rock, it's rock period.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's, but that we are particularly proud to say are Canadian. So great connections.
Absolutely.
So what's the plan for LA? What's going on from here on in?
We were down in LA last year, Jill and I, doing some preliminary talks with a studio down there for video.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was only kind of fact-finding, getting some information, and then come back to Canada, see how the project's going to roll out. Again, as I say, we did festivals with George Canyon and Blue Rodeo and, the legendary Matt Minglewood from Cape Breton.
Yeah.
We did some cool shows over the summer, and then we went to the East Coast Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Kissed babies, shook hands, talked to people, and bumped into some really cool people with some really cool connections, and which led us to our publicist, who's out of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and she works with Michelle Wright, so I sent her a copy of the album after talking to her on the phone, and about 2 weeks later, I get a phone call, finally, and she leaves me this voicemail, and she's really laid back, and she's like, yeah, Rick, it's Deb. And this is the way she's acting, okay?
Okay.
I'm just on the edge of myself. And I listened to the full album, and I looked through all your promotional information, and I listened to every song, and yeah, I gotta tell you, I absolutely love it.
Meanwhile, you can count your heartbeats at this point.
I was on the ledge of the building saying, tell me.
Just save me from this. It's kind of like the greatest moment to look back on, but at the time while it's happening, it's kind of torturous.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
To not be too sure where things are going.
So she liked the album, and she picks out about four or five singles off of it, saying, there's probably about four or five singles off this album, which is a kind of a cool problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you put on an album, the dead ringer, this one's going to be the single, this is the follow-up, the rest of the songs are fillers, get back to the studio and re-record another album.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got five or six songs, so there is a bit of longevity.
Oh, that's
onto
great.
The album, so it gives us time to really focus and really put a lot of work into the next album instead of having to rush to keep the momentum.
It's a great sign when that there's a packs a punch behind the songwriting and putting the songs together to love what you're doing so much that it's coming across in more tracks than a couple of hits. You know,
right.
Like you know that you're putting together a piece of music that people are going to put the CD on and just put it on repeat.
Something? That's what I'm hearing, and I hear it from people that I know and people that I don't know, and they say, my wife hates country, and she didn't want any country in the house, but she's got the CD in the car. I'm going to have to buy another one because she won't let me have it. So there's a bit of a crosscut onto the album, and it pleases everyone, and I haven't heard anybody yet say, I don't like this song.
Mm-hmm.
They just put it in and let it go. So good in a way, because when we put the album out, we said, let's really put everything into it that, if we only do one, this will be it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, can we follow that up? I'm sure we can, but boy, I'll tell you, the challenge is if your first album is almost your greatest hits.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I've only had a chance to hear the first single so far, but there's a feel in it that you know that you are very comfortable with what you do.
Right on.
And that means that's going to translate in the rest of the album. I just know it. So it's great that the CJMQ listeners are getting a chance to sink their teeth into it right here, right now, with an interview with you. You know, explaining what you're doing.
Yeah, which is very, very, very cool.
That is so awesome. So we're going to play another track, and it's we're going to do Ain't Looking For Me.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about that one a little bit.
Well, you won't hear any fiddles or steel guitar into this one. And when I talk about how it's really outside the box, that was meant to be a sort of a filler track and satisfy my rock and roll roots, right?
Yeah.
So we put it on the album, but now there are stations who are pre-listening to the album, and they're going, wow, I think this is the one. And so is, you know, the band has the same feeling and whatnot. So if you listen to country these days, I mean, it's so diverse, mm-hmm. right? And you're getting such a rock background. And we had some personnel changes in the band in the last year. And I'll give a shout out to our new guitar player, Jim Messer, mm-hmm. and who's listening tonight, and Wayne Gallant, our new drummer. These guys come from a solid rock background.
Yeah.
And my bass player as well, Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, when Pete first started working with me, you know, I was doing some Dwight Yoakam stuff and some Travis Tritt, and
sure.
the comments were, Pete will never survive in a country band. Right? Well, Pete's now the guy on stage with the cowboy hat and the Spurs, right? So.
Well, I think, you know, one of the big things that's happening with this generation of stars in music is that the original country singers and groups out there didn't have as broad a set of musical influences because there just weren't that many.
Very good point.
And that now we have such a diverse, like I grew up on everything from ABBA to Gordon Lightfoot to Led Zeppelin, right. to the Beatles to, you know, like my, and that's the case for just about every household out there, whether or not your parents were listening to
yes.
it, because I think there is a generation before us where you heard what your parents listened to and then you know, anything that you weren't really allowed to listen to at home, you, of course, snuck off and got to listen to that, too. But we've been bombarded with such a wide variety that we can have anywhere from a few to, like, countless musical influences. So it's great that that's translating through on what you're putting out and what you've got on that you're not... You don't have to stick to one sound.
That's right. That's right.
Make the rules.
And it's, you know, people throw it on and it's kind of pleasing everybody, which translates well into the live shows as well.
Sure.
Right? So it kind of pleases, a wide spectrum of ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. This is Rick Reese and Neon Highway with Ain't Looking For Me on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Stick around. Part 3 and the final 4 coming up next.
Lonely ever go.
Now I know you're hooked. And I know you're going to want to hear more. And the great thing about CJMQ is that you know that Rick Reese is going to be in regular circulation here now. So just keep your airwaves tuned to 88.9 FM, or you may be listening online at www.cjmq.fm. And if you didn't know that you could do that, well, you can. So if you're used to being in the area and you're heading off somewhere on a little vacation and you're all sad because you're going to be missing out on Dishpan Hands or your morning show or any of the other great shows going on here at CJMQ, fret not. Just hit the website, www.cjmq.fm. Click on Listen Live, and away you go. And check out the archives for the shows. And if you have to listen to this all over again, which I think you just might have to, well, you know it'll be archived very soon. So just check it out. Check out the website. Just go. Just do it. All right. So Rick Reese, part three, the home stretch. The interview. I think that this all kind of started, my three-part interviews all kind of started with this Christmas Carol kind of concept that, you know, you got the ghost of Christmas past, and they go, okay, so we're now technically then heading towards the ghost of the future. So what would you, what are you imagining? What are you kind of seeing coming? What do you know is coming? What's in the future for Rick Reese and Neon Highway?
What I know is coming is we've got shows booked next year in the UK. And that's a direct result of people we met last year at the East Coast Music Awards. So 2010, we'll find Rick Reese and Neon Highway on a Western Canadian tour.
Sure.
And also shows into the UK. So we've got confirmation on that. That'll bring us to Ireland. And you know something, Sheila? Mama Raised a Good Boy, the first single released in Canada, is being picked up across the country, you know, day by day, pick up speed. But it's doing very, very well in Japan. And it's on its eighth consecutive week in the top 40.
That's amazing. But you know what? You never know where a trend is going to catch on, right? But people all love music.
Right.
And a hit is a hit. So it's just a matter of time. The thing is that people always want to be able to claim, well, we listened to it first, you know, or, you know, we...
Well, country music is huge in Japan. I've done some research. So all eyes are on that country, and it's not out of the realm that we may end up over there
through
some shows. So we'd be okay with that because it's a huge market.
Sure.
And one city alone that's playing the single, and last week it was number 17. That city alone has a population of 6 million people.
Oh my goodness!
Right, so
just to think listenership,
absolutely,
right there.
And population of Canada is what, 33 million, and the population of Japan is 133 million.
Yeah,
right. So,
So it makes sense that when something catches on, if there is that greater field of people who are tuning in, well, give it. Scale it all out, and it's just bound to happen and hit here. And so I'm going to be proud enough to say that I've gotten to have you here in studio and do this interview and launch the CD officially on our airwaves. Rick Reese and Neon Highway with Mama Raised a Good Boy. Is this you on the cover?
That's me on the front cover.
But it's like the best album cover ever. There, you've got. How old are you here?
5.
Okay, 5 years old. He's got 6 guns. And a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. And have you got chaps on?
I do.
The most fantastic thing ever.
The things your mother do to you. You know that.
Well, you're shooting her if she's taking the picture.
She's taking the picture.
She raised a good boy with guns.
You know, I brought that photo in because that was meant to be inside the sleeve next, just a small little thumbnail size photo in the sleeve next to the lyrics of that song, Mama Raised a Good Boy. And when I brought it into the graphic designer, I was flipping through my laptop, and I had some different designs and different ideas, and he was going through them on the laptop, and he wasn't impressed with any of them. I could tell there was no reaction from him at all.
Yeah.
And last straw, I hauled out this photo. I said, well, I want to put this on the inside. He looked at me, rolled back in his chair, and said, are you crazy? That's your cover.
Oh, it's just terrific. I absolutely love it, and I think that's going to have appeal for your fans as well, who are going to want, as soon as you know that that's you on the car. That's so
awesome.
Well,
the credits do say on the inside, like front photo photo album cover credit to mom. But how many people look at that and say, is this you? And then you get the, aww. Right? Yeah, usually waiting for them to pinch your face.
All right, well, so things are rolling. One way or the other, you're about to take on the world. So that's because that's the way the music industry is, right?
Well, one bite at a time, and it certainly helps with folks like yourself here at the station, because we can release all the albums we want, and if we don't get any play, or no exposure, people never hear about it, right? So,
well, having a good fan base at the radio stations is the way to go, because then your music is getting out there, and it definitely will be heard a ton.
I would appreciate that. And those who miss the opportunity to hear a ton on the station, www.neonhighwayband.com will bring you to a few other links and a few other sites for some free downloads off the title track, Memory's a Good Boy.
Great.
It's also available on iTunes.
Yep.
Right? So, and how about we say that the first person from Lennoxville who emails me directly at rick.reese@gmail.com, I'll send them a free CD.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So rick.reese, and it's R-I-K.
It's R-I-K.
Okay, rik.reese@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you didn't get that and you still want to make a shot at it, you can either Facebook me or check out the Dishpan Hands Facebook group that's on there, or email me at dishpan_hands@hotmail.com if you missed it, or if you want to know what to do, if you're not sure if you should, because you should, just do it. So, and then you'll get yourself a free copy of the CD. So, now, the final four, you're not escaping yet. You have to answer my questions, my friend.
My hand's on the doorknob.
And my six gun is at my side.
Yeah.
I'm a high school librarian. I can throw stuff. Anyway. So here's the thing.
Okay.
Final four, question number one. What would you say is your greatest strength, or among your greatest strengths?
Greatest strength, probably determination.
All right.
Yeah. Because, I'm just going to leave it as that.
Yeah.
I don't see anything as a roadblock.
Excellent.
Not at all.
Nope.
If you can't jump over it, just go around it.
It just makes a different road trip. Hello.
That's all.
You know,
a longer road trip.
If you've ever off-roaded, there are no roadblocks. So, determination. Now, what would you say is perhaps among your greatest weaknesses, if not your greatest?
Probably determination.
It is ironic how very often the thing that makes us so strong is the thing that weakens us terribly.
Yeah.
Kryptonite. It's our kryptonite.
It's our kryptonite.
All right. So what is your favorite candy? That's question number
favorite
three.
Candy. As I chew on a piece of XL gum. Favorite candy. Jeez, I don't know. I don't really eat candy.
You know, see, that's this happens. There are times where people are like, I know, it's this, you know?
Right.
Or, but what about, is it just that you don't have a sweet tooth, or is it that you would think more along the line of a dessert, or would it be more...
It's gotta be a dessert.
So what would the dessert be? Does that come...
Anything without nuts. If I can eat it, if I'm not allergic to it, I'll eat it.
Do you have a nut allergy?
I do.
Oh, well, then we'll just step back from that one then. No pecan pie for you, my friend.
None.
All right. So what would you say, what would you like to be remembered for, Rick Reese?
Probably the family values that I've inserted in the lyrics of this album. I mean, there's songs on there called, one of the tunes called All For Me.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds like a selfish tune. All for me, none for you, type of thing. But really, the fact is, what it's about is all those things that your father teaches you or tells you over the years, or, have the car in before 10 and whatnot, and you think he's kind of picking on you.
Mm-hmm.
Really, he's not doing it for you. He's doing it all for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely hear you on that one. My dad was a regimental sergeant major, and let me tell you, he laid down the law at home, and I was the only girl and the oldest.
Okay.
So I always like to think that my two younger brothers had it so much easier. But anyway, not really, just in our own ways. I'm still daddy's girl for sure.
Yeah.
But I would not change a single rule or requirement or courtesy that was asked of us growing up, because it's made us better people, my brothers and I know it.
Absolutely. Looking back, you say, I'm so glad he was that strict.
And I love to hand those things down. I have two little boys, and particularly my son Leander, who talks almost as much as his mother does, if not more. The whole idea of asking to please and thank you, and excusing yourself, and asking to be excused from the table, and picking up after yourself, and later on, he's only four, so later on it'll be the curfews and the bid that child at 16. I can't even imagine, but I will be there in 3 seconds. That's the way it goes. So.
Absolutely,
family values is an amazing thing to pass on, and to really believe in about wanting to be remembered for. I think that's definitely fantastic. Thank you so much.
No, thank
for
you
being
for
here.
Having me here.
And we can't wait for news. I want to hear all the details about LA. You got to call back and let us know how it goes, and let the audience in on give it, kind of let us live a little through you and through the experiences vicariously of going down and hitting the big town.
You know something? I think the forecast I heard coming in is mixed precipitation. That could only mean wet, rain and snow. But meanwhile, I hopped on the iPhone right away when I heard the weather forecast for the Eastern Township saying that it's mixed precipitation. I hopped on my phone right away to check what it's going to be in L.A.
Yeah.
And they're calling for 28. So we'll give you a shout-out from L.A. Right,
awesome.
Right under a palm tree.
Oh, man, that is so perfect. All right, well, look, we're going to close off with the lead track on the album, and that's Heading Down to Memphis. Now, you're heading down to L.A., but we'll be thinking of you as we're listening to this track right here, right now. Thank you so much, Rick Reese.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, 88.9. We appreciate the support.
Well, here's the thing, guys. You got to keep listening and get yourself a copy of Rick Reese and Neon Highways, Mama Raised a Good Boy. And like Rick was saying, check iTunes. And what was the other main link? It was
www.neonhighwayband.com.
Awesome. Well, you guys check it out and keep on listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.